I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. You're all set for the parade of homes, right?
We are all set. It is being judged on Monday, so this is an exciting time, and I have so been looking forward to today's segment. Today, we're diving into the world of custom home building, and we have a general contractor on the air with us today. His name is Brody Horton, and he is the owner of Torchlight Homes. Welcome to the show, Brody.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So good to see you. Okay, so Brody and I first met when he decided to join the Parade of Homes for this year to enter a home.
Yeah, our first time.
It's incredible. I'm just saying, the most beautiful neighborhood in Mapleton, the most open floor plan with beautiful rooms, gorgeous landscaping. Brody, why did you decide to first join the Parade of Homes?
Yeah, so we've been building homes for a few years now, and the parade is kind of a pinnacle for a lot of builders, right? It's a great way to showcase your work. For us, this was a spec home. So a lot of parade homes, you know, the homeowner's involved and they want their home in the parade. Ours is one of a handful in the parade this year that was a home that was for sale that didn't have a buyer yet. And we really were excited about going through that process and being able to showcase our work.
How did Torchlight Homes start? How did it all begin?
So Torchlight started a few years ago. My partner, Skylar, and I, we both were kind of led to home building. We feel like it's a little bit more of a calling. Skylar in college was going off to be a neurologist. I have a background in other entrepreneurial ventures in tech. And we came together because we both were excited about building. We love building. I've wanted to build homes since I was 4 or 5 years old. Skylar was building homes in Texas, and we came together from a mutual connection and partnered and started Torchlight. And our really, it's because we love to build. We love both of us putting a tool belt on a few days a week, still getting hands-on with every job. Love the process with clients and making each job shine. It's just kind of in our blood. We just love it.
So being a general contractor is always interesting because you're dealing with lots of subcontractors, you're dealing with homeowners, you're working with designers like myself. What is that like?
Yeah, it's challenging, and that's what makes it fun. Every day is different, and there are times where that different isn't so fun. Like this morning, getting a call about a leaking shower and something that went wrong, right? That happens, and you deal with those downsides, but then you also deal with the really fun side of the design and seeing something crafted and kind of the building something from scratch and seeing it go from nothing to something that's beautiful and that the client really loves and enjoys and can enjoy for years to come. So there's a lot of moving parts. But that's what makes it fun and exciting.
What helped you decide what lot you wanted to build this spec on?
This lot is gorgeous. It's in the Twin Hollow subdivision in Mapleton. It has the right amount of, the neighborhood has a lot of homes nearby. It's not too isolated, but the back of the home opens up to this big gully. It's got a gorgeous view, which allowed us to do this really massive wraparound deck on the whole back of the home. So it's just that right combination. It's only 10 minutes off of the freeway, but you feel like you are kind of out on your own and you have that quiet While still not being too far away. Costco's 5 minutes down the road.
So. It's all about Costco. How yep. close to Costco, right? It is on the east bench over there. Just the mountain view, like you were just saying, is absolutely stunning. And then you designed this home to take advantage of all of those views. How did you go about designing and doing the layout?
Yeah, so we work with Jukes Design. They're fantastic. This was actually a floor plan that they had started, and then we came in and tweaked and made all of the adjustments. Some of the fun things for us are it was actually mid-process when we were in the middle of excavating that we decided to do a walkout basement because of the way that the elevation worked out, we could do that. And so we hauled off a lot of dirt to do that, but it made that upper deck on this home just splendid. And that's one of the funnest things for us. And you get to do this with a client, but when it's a spec home and we can kind of be the designer and the builder, I call it just-in-time design, where it's like, okay, what changes can we make this week and make happen this week while still staying on schedule? So it was a lot of collaboration with Jukes and with our engineer and with our designers to make sure that we stayed on schedule, but we could still make those tweaks and see what came and make the best of everything as it went through the process.
So I think the American dream is to build a home, a custom home. If someone is listening to our show today, what recommendations or suggestions or advice would you give them?
I think those who build custom homes, I think rarely only build one, because you kind of learn in the process, either renovating or building the first time, what you think you want, and then you live in it, and then you realize, oh, actually, we want these other things instead. So I would worry less about making it perfect and more about going through that process. We do a lot of renovations and remodels, and we learn with our clients together that in that process, they can tweak and build on what they have and learn what they like. How do they like an open floor plan? Do they want a dedicated dining room, or do they want it right off the kitchen? Those types of things, and get a sense for that and not worry too much about it being your dream home. Just start making some of your dreams happen now and embrace the space you have, and then use that to implement on your next home and get there. And ultimately your dreams will just, be iterative. And I think most people don't end up in one dream home that they stay in forever.
You are going to find this hilarious, Heather. My grandfather built houses. He was a general contractor, and he used to go to town hall. This is back in New Jersey decades ago. And he would say, I'm going to build a house. And they'd say, Charlie, we know you. It's okay. Wouldn't file any blueprints, no approval. There's a pile of dirt. Suddenly there's a house. Mm-hmm. My father caught the bug and just built his own house at the Jersey Shore in the 1970s. Contemporary house, beautiful at the time. It's still standing 50 years later. In fact, it withstood Hurricane Sandy, a direct hit, and it's still standing. A lot of glass on the bottom floor, and as the water started rising, because they were waterfront, you would see it against the windows rising and rising. Not a drop came in. So he was a good builder one time, never did it again, except my brother's house later on. And what amazed me is he estimated the cost of materials within about $7 when they were done. How do you guys do that?
It's definitely a moving target for us. What's interesting for us is we rarely get the individual budgets right, but the overall number comes in pretty dang close. So that's what's really funny about it is, framing material was off by $5,000, but somehow it makes up somewhere else in the project. Definitely a lot harder with moving targets, right? But I think the more you build, the more you're spending that time.
I think by moving targets, you're talking about the price of lumber, for instance, being all over the place.
Yeah, price of lumber. Nobody knows what's really going to happen with tariffs and building materials. And so many of the building materials are here, right? More local, but there are other parts that are, light fixtures, especially your world, Heather, and the furnishings and the decor. Who knows what's going to happen with that? And so it's hard. Yeah, it's a question that comes up right now with all of our clients of how much should we plan for contingency because of the looming tariffs or price changes or the economy. And we try to look in our crystal ball, but it's hard. I don't know. How are you guys looking at that at Osmond?
Yeah, same thing. So we actually have been sourcing things from all over the country and internationally, and just bringing those things in while we know what the prices are. We do have our two stores, one in Lehigh, one in Orem. Both of them are approximately 20,000 square feet each. And then we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. So I try to pre-buy, especially when I know there's fabrics and foam, and those things are oftentimes the things that the specific upholstery companies are running out of and have the most lead time. So we try to do what we can. But like you said, creating the correct team, choosing the right contractor so that you have a great relationship with them over the 1 year process is key. Today we have Brody Horton with Torchlight Homes. He is a rising star in the industry here, and we'll have one of the most incredible homes in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes that you will definitely want to come and check out. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and this week we are trying to put the stores back together again after setting up some of the most beautiful homes in this year's Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Not only do we do some of our own homes that we're very proud of and love to support these builders, but we also have other designers that oftentimes will buy furniture from us. So at the end of, the last 2 weeks, it's in quite disarray, and we get to bring out all the brand new stuff from the warehouse, which is exciting. But here's a question for you. Have you ever wondered what it takes to build a custom home from scratch? This week, we have Brody Horton of Torchlight Homes. He is one of the featured builders in the 2025 Utah Valley Parade of Homes. And Brody, this is your first time being in a parade, correct?
It is. Yeah, it's our first time having a home in the Parade of Homes. Obviously not our first home we've built, but we're excited to be showcasing one of those homes in the parade.
So awesome. Okay, let's talk a little bit about where your home is this year.
Yeah, so it's located in Mapleton, down in the Twin Hollow subdivision. Beautiful area on the southwest bench of Mapleton. Just love that neighborhood. We actually have a couple of other homes in that same area that we've built And we just love it down there. Love the access to Spanish Fork and to Provo, very close to the freeway, but you feel a bit isolated. You feel a little bit like you're away from things, but you're not really away from things, which is the perfect sweet spot.
What is maybe some of your favorite things that makes this home different from other homes that you've built in this neighborhood?
This one's fun. There's a few fun elements to it. The basement, we did 10-foot ceilings, and it's a walkout basement. So many windows. In fact, I was looking through the photos the other day that were taken for the parade, and it was hard. Usually you can tell from the little thumbnail image which one is the basement living room, which one is the upstairs living room. And I kept clicking on basement images thinking it was the main floor because the tall ceilings, it doesn't feel like a basement at all. So that's really fun. Oversized four-car garage with direct access from the basement. We have a fun ski room or board room right there off the garage. So store all the outdoor gear. It's kind of a wet room. You can drop your wet skis in there without having to store them in the garage. It's in the home. The master, the primary bedroom and ensuite has this huge walk-in shower with a double shower that is just gorgeous. So, and then the views. The deck is really what this home is kind of the selling point for a lot of people, where you can do so much outdoor entertaining. It has entrances to the primary ensuite from the deck and to the kitchen and to the dining room and to the pantry. And so it really flows really well for indoor, outdoor entertaining and capturing those views off the back deck.
Oh, for sure. When you first walk into this home, the entry is just absolutely breathtaking because you can see the entire back of the home just from that front doorway. Off to the left is a beautiful living room. It's a piano room. It's a music room. Shout out to Piano Gallery for being so gracious in lending us a player piano that, you know, you can have that iPad and and it plays the Michael Bublé or whatever you want. That's super cool. And then I love the master bedroom. Master bedrooms sell homes, primary bedrooms. And then your garage, four-car garage. It's what everyone wants these days.
Yeah.
You know, a two-car garage just doesn't work for people anymore.
Yeah, you have enough space there for the fun toys or for the cars. One of the fun things about this home is that it actually has four bedrooms that are the size of most master bedrooms and have attached bathrooms. And so it's great for this layout works really well for those that are growing families, maybe with older children or kids that are coming back home to live at home for a while they're saving up for their own home after they've, flew the nest and they're coming back. The rooms are so big, and then you have all that garage space and parking space to accommodate those as well.
How many square feet is it?
This home is about 6,400 square feet in living space. So it's a good size home. It's a Rambler.
Utah, yeah.
It's
right?
A Utah home, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I had friends from the East Coast visiting last week, and they were like, wow, you have a 3-car garage? I'm like, this is the ghetto.
Well, and when you walk downstairs in this beautiful home, this great room is unbelievable. I mean, it's the perfect spot. There's massive sectional, perfect spot for teenagers to just sit there and, you know, watch their favorite movie or their Utah Jazz game or whatever that may be. Because like you said, this seems like it's an older family home where you would have older kids. You do have all of the ensuite bathrooms. Everyone has their own bathroom, which as a mom is like the best thing ever.
Yeah. I have teenagers, and my kids, every time they've visited, keep asking, why are we not buying this home? Because they think it's fantastic. They love the theater and the rec room and the gaming area and having their own rooms and their own bathrooms. And everybody kind of has their own space, but plenty of gathering space to bring people together. Really fun theater.
Okay, let's talk about the theater for a minute. Brody built this incredible platform, and he's like, hey, Heather, will you just put a sofa over the railing and onto this platform? I'm like, if you want my warehouse guys to die, maybe.
Hey, they didn't die. We brought a couple of our guys. Everyone was safe, but we did get a sofa over the rail and up on this elevated platform.
How high up?
It's about 4 feet.
No, but then the railing's
another 4 feet above that. So.
Yeah, like 8 feet
so
up there.
So you had to jack the sofa up 8 feet.
Pretty much. Get on ladders and, you know, hoist a sofa over.
The platform is that big so that you can see over the standing bar.
Yes.
Which is the standing room. It's the ultimate Super Bowl entertaining space with the standing bar and then the sofa behind it and elevated seating. And
I'm going on record, Brody. You were right. I was wrong. I was stressed. I was about ready to increase my insurance because I thought for sure I was going to lose two warehouse guys trying to make Brody happy, but it all
worked
out. We
appreciate you literally bending over backwards.
Happy to do it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And today we have Brody Horton, Torchlight Homes General Contractor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Hi, is this a tour bus?
Sure is. Hop on.
We're about to pass our first BMO ATM, and there it goes. There's the next one.
What tour is this?
The BMO fee-free ATM tour. BMO customers have access to over 40,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Number three just up ahead, folks. Get your cameras ready.
Oh, okay. I didn't bring any snacks.
BMO.
Accounts are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening this morning. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And today we have Brody Horton. He is the owner of Torchlight Homes. This year's Utah Valley Parade of Homes features some amazing projects, and Torchlight's entry is no exception. It is a beautiful home in Mapleton. It was a spec home, Brody, but now it's not a spec home anymore because
It's under contract.
You did an incredible job, and it's already sold, which I'm not surprised. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we've had a really fun time. Spec homes are fun. They introduce some difficult things into the process, but they also make it really fun for us because we get to kind of move faster than we normally would have. We actually finished this home start to finish in under 6 months.
What?
Which is insane. We pushed really hard to get it done for the parade. We were not going to be the ones that weren't finished for the parade.
And so, you're not.
Wait,
you're
winter,
not.
Wait, winter didn't get in your way?
It tried. We actually had to do some really unique things. We actually put in we put the flooring in before drywall on this home, which was very unique. Sealed up the home so it was protected from weather and added conditioning. But to keep on schedule, we did some really unique things because the process can be challenging. Usually you're looking at a 12-month build for a home of this size.
Well, and what's great about the Parade Homes is you're getting the subcontractor's best work. Every single sub wants to do an amazing job because they know it's going to be a parade home. So there is value in that. And then you also have a completion date.
Yeah.
The entire home is done. It's furnished. The landscape is in. It's beautiful. And you can move in the next week after the parade is over.
Yeah. And that deadline can be a catch-22. Our subs do love having their work featured in a parade home. My partner Skylar said the other day, we're going to need a lot of gift cards, a lot of apologies and a lot of thank yous for everybody pushing so hard. Hopefully by next year's parade, they've forgiven us of the how hard we had to push.
So wait, Heather, Brody, you worked together on this house because Heather, you staged it, right?
Yes, I did.
And you built it. So what's that like when you decide to create a showpiece together with a designer? I mean, from both of your perspectives, well, what's it like?
Yeah, let's talk about the process a little bit, Brody. If someone is interested in being a parade home, how does that work?
Yeah, to have a home in the parade, you have to apply. The parade is sponsored by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. So everybody that has a home in the parade is a builder member of the Home Builders Association. And then you submit an application and they select those that they feel will showcase well.
And this is before you put shovels in the ground?
Yes, this goes back to almost a year. So right after this year's parade, they'll start preparing for and taking applications for next year's parade of homes.
Hmm. So, well, and you're going to have to sign up now because it was such a success story for you.
So yeah. Wait, how did the two of you work together? What's that like, putting together a staged home?
So, I mean, the beautiful thing for me as a builder is that Osmond is such a great partner and Heather does such a great job. I honestly didn't have to worry about the staging at all, which was so fantastic. It took, you know, a huge piece, which can be a big part of the process, right? Completely off our plate. We didn't have to worry. It was just Osmond has it. So we talked about plans and talked about the finishes and kind of what our color selection and theme and all of the things we were trying to achieve were. And then Heather's team went to work and just made it shine.
So who decides this room needs wallpaper, for instance?
So we can make suggestions and recommendations on this specific home where a lot of the builders do spec homes. Price is always, budget is always a factor. And so oftentimes we are limited or we just want to be sensitive to that. And oftentimes a lot of these custom features don't have to cost a lot of money. So we can use creativity, finished trim.
Yeah.
Your cabinetry is incredible. There's a lot of great detail there. Your countertops, like you said, your flooring is gorgeous. So it's really easy for us to partner with someone like Brody and his team because it's a great palette to work with. It has a great foundation and it's easy to accentuate that. And our goal, you know, for a spec home is appeal to the masses.
Yeah.
So it's balancing really innovative, trendy things and making it super cool and memorable, but also not making it too wild that no one's interested in buying this house.
Yeah, nothing too quirky, you know, no wild tile that they would have to rip out because they hate it, right? Try to keep it fairly, you know, run of the mill down the trend, but not things that are going to be so trendy that they're 2 years from now they need to remodel, right? For us, we really tried to target a price point. There's homes in the parade that are 25,000 square foot custom homes that have been, you know, started for years and designed for years. And then there are some on the smaller end. We wanted to be in that price point and that size point where it was attainable. It was something that's a little bit maybe of a stretch goal for some, but that was still attainable. It's not an $8 million, $10 million, $15 million home. But still shines and still highlights a lot of great functionality while keeping good classic design that's going to last and be really palatable for so many people.
And there's no question that this is someone's dream home. I mean, even your own family, your kids are walking in going, yeah, why are we not living here, Dad? This is so incredible. However, dream homes are different for every individual, which is why building a custom home can be so amazing. And what may be your dream home this year, maybe in 10 years, won't be quite perfect for your family anymore. I remember being a young mom and having a two-story and wanting all the bedrooms upstairs so that I could be there with my kids for when they wake up in the middle of the night and be there. And then as your kids get older, having that main floor primary bedroom is so key. And then putting the kids in the basement or upstairs, depending on that floor plan. And then as we get older, Brody, we'll probably want Ramblers because we just are going to be too old to be walking and down, up and down all of those stairs. And that main floor living is going to be more important than ever. But if someone is listening right now, they're considering building their dream home, how do they contact you? Where do they find you? Do you have social media?
Yeah. So we're Instagram or our website, torchlight.homes is our Instagram account. Torch.homes, no.com, just torch.homes is our website. My cell phone number is on there, so they can just text me. We have a good team of people, but we love being upfront early in the process with clients. Just last week, we were, you know, boots in the dirt on a new lot and a new development, picking which lot in the development the clients wanted. They had a floor plan in mind, and we were talking through why one lot would be better for another because of maximizing the views versus the traffic and where their cars would go and how to pull their boat in and those types of things. So we like to be involved early in the process and just talk through options and just figure out what is that dream, what is today's dream, and how do we achieve that. We like to look at it from with the floor plan and talk through what is it that you're trying to achieve. We have a client that said, hey, we want a suspended slab with a big room in the basement underneath it. We kind of went back and said, okay, why? What are you trying to achieve with that? And for them, it's the kid cave that they wanted. And so we talked through their needs and decided that actually what they wanted. They wanted, the plan was like a 9-foot ceiling, but based on what they were wanting, we increased that to 12 feet because it met their needs to make sure that they had all the room they need for what they were planning. So we love that process, that back and forth, talking through what are the needs, what are you trying to achieve, and helping take what's kind of their vision and in their head and put it on paper and make it a reality.
Okay, so one of the pluses about being a parade home is the discounts that you can receive. So there are substantial savings, specifically with appliances. Yeah. At our store, we give additional discounts. I'm not aware of any subcontractor that doesn't give some kind of incentive or discount to parade homes. So if you're considering building a home, maybe consider contacting Brody and being his parade home for next year. Clearly, you can hit deadlines. You are early and you just started 6 months ago. That is unheard of and unbelievable.
Wait, dude,
I'm so proud of you.
You're going to do this again next year?
Yeah, you know, we wondered the same thing. Like, you know, our first time is that we hear kind of the horror stories of it's so stressful. And it was. Skylar, my partner who runs the day-to-day construction boots on the ground side of things, would tell you, yeah, it is stressful. And I'm not sure he's ready yet to sign up for next year. We need a couple more weeks to go by, but we've loved the process and we love the number of people we've gotten to meet and the new, you know, additional vendors and the relationships along the way. And we're excited to be in the home. My kids are all excited to be there. They're out of school, but they're going to be there most of the full 3 weeks, taking tickets, talking to people. It's a family event. And we're excited to meet, you know, the thousands of people who will come through the home. It's going to be a fun process.
You build this magnificent structure and you hang out in the house during the parade and listen to people's comments?
Yeah, come and see us. In fact,
okay, let me tell you a little bit about hearing people's comments, because this is what I do for a living. I hear what people have to say. They can be ugly sometimes. You got to be strong.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we'll either have thick skin or our skin will get thicker through the process.
Well, but I'm sure you'll hear a tremendous number of compliments.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be compliments, Brody, in your home. One thing I loved about your process and your team is your construction sites are very, very clean. Every time I would stop by, it was always clean. Sundays, I always love to just, it's kind of my day to just drive by parade homes that we're working on. Just see how things are going, look in the windows, and oftentimes they're open. So I just go walk through, see what's going on for the week, and it's just really, really fun. Today we have Brody Horton. He is the builder with Torchlight Homes and has built one of the most incredible homes in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this year. It's his first year, and you guys, he came out banging. It is absolutely gorgeous. If you are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today, please stop in to the Lehigh or the Orem store right now and mention that you heard this show, and you will receive two free tickets. They are valued at $25 per ticket. And then you will also receive a free bag and a free lanyard. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more on the KSL Real Estate Show.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Hi, is this a tour bus?
Sure is. Hop on.
We're about to pass our first BMO ATM, and there it goes. There's the next one.
What tour is this?
The BMO fee-free ATM tour. BMO customers have access to over 40,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Number three just up ahead, folks. Get your cameras ready.
Oh, okay. I didn't bring any snacks.
BMO.
Accounts are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank N.A. member FDIC.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we've been so blessed and so happy to have Brody Horton with Torchlight Homes. He is a general contractor on the show with us today. We've been talking about the Parade of Homes. There are 41 homes in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We talked about the process of building a home. So if you are interested in building, please look up Torchlight Homes. Come see their Utah Valley Parade home this year. It is not for sale anymore. It is already under contract, which says a lot about you and your team and your design. And we're sure proud to partner with you this year. Brody, tell us a little bit about mentors. There's always someone that has inspired us to become involved in the building industry. Who is that for you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I grew up when I was 4 or 5, 6 years old, I wanted to build homes. Interestingly, though, no one in my family is a home builder or in the construction industry. And so I didn't have a lot of opportunity. I dreamed of going on job sites and taking scrap lumber and building things. But in high school, I love that Utah does this. Most of the school districts have a program where high school students can build a home from scratch. And so I took that class, and Rob Wilcox, this was up at Layton High up in Davis School District. He taught, it has retired now, but he taught that class for a few decades. And he's a general contractor who just wanted to teach kids the trade. And so we built a home from start to finish my senior year, and it was the best class I ever took. I took that class instead of calculus. Best decision I could have made.
Best decision.
I've never been asked to use calculus, but I use the skills from that class every day. And so, you know, for those who, you know, there's a lot, we need more people who will go into the trades and see how fun this is. Classes like that, experiences like that, people like Rob, who can be, you know, great, great mentors and teachers. And I still, every day I'm on a job site, I still hear his voice in my head, saying things that he said when I was, you know, a 17-year-old kid, teaching me how to swing a hammer and how to read a tape measure. And, he's a great guy. Some of the choice words that he needed to use to get those 17-year-old kids to build a house on time. And it was just a fantastic.
So wait, yeah. you still swing a hammer, don't you?
I do. We love Skylar and I, my partner and I, we love putting on a tool belt as much as we can. We don't as much as we would like, but we were out on a job site yesterday working, and we'll be out on another job site tomorrow with tool belts on and trailer in front of the house. And we take a lot of pride in being on site for every project multiple times a week, doing the hands-on work, making sure things run smooth, making sure our site stays clean. We love a clean job site. We want to be a good neighbor to the, because construction can be disruptive to a neighborhood. So we try to meet the neighbors and tell them, hey, while we're building, we're your neighbors. Call us, let us know if you have any problems, so that, you know, we just really like to be hands-on.
And I work with a lot of contractors in over the past 27 years, and I will tell you that I have loved partnering with you. You guys have been great to work with. We've stayed out of your way. You've stayed out of our way and let us do our job. And you have done such a beautiful job in building this home that it was one of the easiest ones that we have been able to work with to furnish and design. And you were on time and it was clean. And it has just been such a great process. If you are considering building a home, Brody Horton is the owner of Torchlight Homes, and he is currently helping Utah families build their dream homes. If you are considering building a home, check out Torchlight Homes and their gorgeous home in Mapleton. You'll see the process, the trends, and the home that he's showcasing. And last but not least, if you're building a home, you need money. So let's give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. I love partnering with them. Not only do they help with construction loans, they do HELOC loans, remodel loans, car loans, all the good things, residential and commercial. And I just love everything about Central Bank. Thank you.
And they're a hometown bank.
They
are. We love that. They're based in, you know, started in Springville, and we love working with Central Bank because of their focus on building in Utah, and they do the most construction lending in the state, and they're fantastic partners.
They have locations all across the Wasatch Front, and they've been in business for over 130 years. Thank you, Central Bank. Thank you, Brody Horton with Torchlight Homes. Thank you for joining us. I hope you do stop in and get, if you didn't win the free tickets, if it's already too late for that, come in anyway and buy your discount tickets. They are $3 off per ticket. So instead of $25, it's $22 per ticket, which if you're buying multiples, adds up. And you receive free bags, free lanyards, and of course, the magazines as well. Thank you for joining us. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Design, signing off. We'll see you next week.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.